Lady Saigon Pete.
Heidi Xavier and Pete with Jules for Chemist Warehouse. With the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices, Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Heidi Xavier and Pete.
With Jules. Hit 92.9.
Podcast, you guys. What a wonderful day. We revealed our grand finalists for Tokioki.
Can I just... Okay. I have so much fun on this show. I love working with you both. And I just generally love... You've said some shit to me before.
What have I said?
Like, just certain things. Talking about my relationship, my dad, that'll, like, you know, set certain things off.
Shit.
But you
Sorry.
Triggered the absolute hell out of me this
I've never
morning.
Seen her like yeah. that before.
Like, I actually sat here and was like,
you
I've got
look
2 weeks left.
You didn't
left.
Look at me.
I've got 2 weeks left here. Do I just walk out right now?
Yeah, you couldn't look at me. And then the comment I made, like, I'll choose, your name's not on the door. That really pissed you off. Cold.
Oh, I didn't care
cold
that my name. No, it wasn't even that.
No, but the way I just came over the top to choose the one you wanted, that was cold.
That was. It really was. I thought you guys weren't really going to give me an opportunity to...
I don't know if Pete was going to.
What? No, you saved me. 100%.
Yeah, I don't think you were going to.
No, I had a bloody... I had a brain spasm, fart.
Yeah, no, he wanted to throw you under the bus.
No, 100%, I was about to throw you under the bus.
So
He saved the brain. He saved it. So, if anything, you can direct your anger at me.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have got what you wanted.
I'm not angry anymore because I've got the person that I wanted.
Not thanks to Pete, because he jet set was happy to throw you under.
Yeah, mate, I jet set was happy to throw you under.
You assholes, both of you.
Mate, it was an accident. I had a brain fart.
Anyway.
Not sometimes it happens.
I'm
live
taking Jono. You are taking Danielle and Peppy. You are taking Jamie.
Professional
radio craft.
Yeah.
Radio tricks. Righto, let's go. Good morning, Emma. Let's have a good day. Everyone attack it. Live each day as though it's your last. Love you all. Boom.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning.
Hey, morning.
How are we all feeling this morning, eh?
Oh, man, pumped. Last night was awesome our Tokioki competition.
It was so well done and run, and everyone had a crack. It was great.
We
and how am I feeling? Feeling pretty tired. Pete.
Feeling pretty tired. Yeah.
Because
that's what I'm getting at here.
Our voices are a little bit croaky, but that's from all the singing and screaming last night.
100%.
Cheering.
100%.
For all of our contestants. They did an amazing job.
So we were at Empire Bar. We've been putting people into our semi-finals to bring three plus their plus ones across to Tokyo, Japan. We're going to reveal those winners after 8 o'clock and their performances. But far out. I mean, it was just extraordinary. You can see all of the pictures and videos, all of the singing, good and bad, on our socials at Heidi Xavier Pete. We jumped on for a bash too.
I was like, why did you look at me when you said bad?
I was looking at both of you.
I actually reckon, Xavier, you killed it last night, man. You jumping up on that stage.
No, you did, mate. You're a belter.
You're
a belter.
I had presence.
Oh, 100%.
I put it on
stage presence.
Every square meter of that stage I own.
100%. I mean,
I was horrible.
Oh, no, it was really cool.
I had some great...
Highly entertaining.
You are a witch.
Highly entertaining. Why don't deflect my compliments?
Mate, your mate Gov, because I popped an Insta story up on my Instas last night while you were singing, and your mate Gov sent me an absolutely beautiful DM this morning off the back of that.
What's saying send me home?
No, no. Ha, 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 ha.
So I woke up this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeremy McGovern.
You know you go on Instagram and you can see people have tagged you in things.
Yeah, how many?
I'm tagged in 19 different stories.
Yes.
No, it's not funny.
No, do you know
it's
what?
So
you know what you do, Xavier? You just spend so much like...
Don't, you're really, really, really trying to be... what's the word?
Friendly and supportive.
Double meaning. So much joy into people's lives. Like, seriously, the amount of videos I have seen of you up on stage.
Are you looking for condescending? Is that
you're condescending.
Patronizing?
Yes.
I'm not being any of those.
You're a condescending witch.
No.
Fat neck.
It's
already started.
What about Sam, my cousin, who was there last night, goes, oh, Dave, I heard you say call Jules fat neck. She doesn't have a fat neck. And I'm like, no, I know, but everyone doesn't know what she looks like.
That's exactly right. It's starting to give me a complex. I'm going home looking in the mirror, tapping underneath my chin.
You're looking good, mate. You're looking good.
Thanks.
Now, 131060, it is open line for your Wednesday. Get on the phones, 131060, absolutely anything that you want to talk about, and we'll toss $50 your way as well.
Do you have a fat neck? I mean, give us a call, 131060.
Do you have ways to make your neck skinnier?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a fat neck remedy this morning?
Eating is not helping at the moment.
Do you work with someone who's very condescending?
patronizing.
All that sort of stuff. Give us a call, 131060. Heidi Sagan P. With Jules on Hit
92.9. This is the open line with Heidi, Xavier, and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
So we kick the show off every morning. We just throw it open to Perth.
Do
you call
a
in?
Singer this morning.
We do have
singing all last night. Now we've got someone who else wants to have a
Zach
shot.
Oh, Zach White missed the boat to Tokyo. Mm. But good morning, Zach. How are you, mate?
Wonderful, mate. How are you, Spawn?
We're going very well in here. It says you want to sing something.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Take it, Zach. Hit it.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Yes. Of course, directed at you, Pete. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Peppy.
Thank you,
guys.
Did
you think we'd forgotten?
No, I just don't mention it. Like,
I'm not a birthday man either, but well done.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like it feels, what's the word for it?
It's too early. It's too late of a night, too early of the morning to try and think about
it. It's never too early.
Nah, good on you, Zach. Thanks for calling, mate.
That's very kind of you, mate. Thank you so much. How did you know?
Oh, I know everything, mate.
Okay, fair enough. Yep.
Does it pop up on your Facebook page, like saying it's Peppy's birthday today?
Yes.
I was plugged into a woman last night, so I know everything, mate.
Holy moly. Well, that is definitely one way to put it. I've never heard of it described like that.
Plugged into a woman last night, so I know everything.
Whose birthday was it? It was your birthday yesterday, Zach.
I'm more excited about Zach than your birthday, Pete.
So, let's move on.
Are you choked up, Pep?
Oh, no.
I think he's lost for words.
I very much appreciate it. Thank you very much,
guys.
That's
so beautiful.
Daniel, g'day, mate. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, buddy. Happy birthday, Mr. Smithers.
You got to keep going.
We're just going to just cut it there.
All right. Well,
I think his phone line's a little bit
cool. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Poor
okay.
guy.
Happy birthday, mate.
Thank you, guys. It's very kind of you. I really appreciate that. I'm getting... What's this? Why are you guys... What? Oh, it's my
Daniel,
brother.
It's your brother.
Dan? What's
Get
wrong with your phone?
He's using one of those... He's using one of those Samsung ones or something you use.
No. Yeah, the Android.
Yeah.
Mate,
the Android thing.
Hey, Dan. No, this is actually my brother, Dan. Oh, your phone's cooked.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Dan. Well, you know, Peppy's on the big bucks now. Maybe he should buy you a present of a new phone.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
No, okay. Not on my birthday. All right. On my birthday. No, you just don't you get weird like saying to people, it's my birthday today, you know?
No.
Really?
Oh, mate, you should see what happens in the Philippines. They print off a big, like, almost tarp thing, right? Hanging off the side of the building saying, it's such and such's birthday. Like, it's my birthday. Text me and has a phone number down the bottom.
You're joking.
You can text through and say happy birthday. I'm not
even
kidding.
I'm going to put something out the window of your number.
Let's put it up on the window.
Out here.
We'll put the text line.
Text line.
Yep.
Text me. Actually, send some texts
in
now.
It's Pete's birthday. Text through. Happy birthday. 04888 55929.
There you go. Bang.
Heidi Sagan P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Shades of Last Night at the Empire Bar.
Where it began.
Yes!
I can't begin to know it.
That was Matt. What a bloody legend.
Matt's in my final handful.
Is he?
Yep.
After 8 o'clock this morning, we are going to reveal our top three from last night at the Empire Bar for Tokyoki and announce who we're going to bring with us over to Japan. Who knows who it could be? Very exciting.
I've got my person. Zave's trying to steal that person off me.
Interesting. Very interesting. Right now, though, 131060, this one's aimed directly at the parents out there. I'd like to hear from you this morning. If you miss doing things alone.
Miss? Okay.
Okay.
Well, What's going on?
Let me explain. Because I've got a couple of young daughters. Yeah. I've mentioned a couple of Mila and Izzy. Mila's three, Izzy's one, and there's just no such thing as doing things at home alone anymore.
Oh, yeah. I've got two nieces similar ages.
My God. Like, and once upon a time it was cute. Like, you'd be sitting in the toilet doing your number two, and you'd get a little knock on the door. Yeah. And like, daddy, daddy. And yeah. then, like, she'd barge in, like, daddy. And they're like, oh, you've walked in on me while I'm doing a poop. That's great. Yeah, this is so cute. Ha, ha, ha. Like, oh, now it's just annoying.
Right. Okay.
Now it's just
I put the poor bugger in a high chair with a bit of cheese and leave the door open.
Make you sit there and watch her.
There's no alternative.
You have a show. You know poor what? Bugger. That explains a lot of things now.
What do you mean?
Well, I know that. Before the show and after the show, you're in the toilet for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there getting your peace and quiet, are you
mate,
not?
Mate, I'm just taking it all in.
Yeah. No, people at times, honestly, you just go in there and you just take your phone or a book or whatever or a newspaper.
It's lovely.
And you're like, yeah, I'll be back in half.
Geez, you two are really selling parenthood here.
It's not even that.
That sucks.
Just the other night, having a shower. Like, even just the simple task of jumping in and having a shower, you can't have a shower alone anymore because Mila will come running in. Oh, I want to have a shower too. Now, Izzy's hit that. So Izzy's like 18 months old.
Yeah.
So she's starting rolling to get that understanding. She's rolling on in. Dad, and she starts trying to pull her clothes off as well. And if they don't get in the shower, they lose their freaking mind.
So now you got two in there.
Yeah, and so you get to the stage where you're just like, you know what, it's fine. I would actually rather have you guys in the shower and we all just get this out of the way rather than listening to you screaming right outside the glass screen
door.
You
know what I actually love is the fact that your partner Liz would be out in the lounge room going, go jump in the shower
with Dad. She loves it.
Yeah, go to her, Dad.
She loves it.
That's her peace and quiet time.
100%.
Oh, I love it.
131060. This, if your folks out there, if your parents out there, you got young kids and stuff like that, what's the stuff that you miss doing alone?
Sleeping.
Sleeping, it'd be good. Mm. We haven't had.
It's so funny because I'm just like the complete opposite of you two right now. Because I'm alone.
You are alone.
Yeah. I miss doing things with people.
Mate, we
haven't. Have we not resolved that friend issue?
No, I've got friends. It's just like, you know, it's just different.
Oh, this is wonderful.
It's just different. Anyway, going really back to
no,
you.
No, you too. Please continue.
No.
That's fine.
I know what Zave does. Mm. He finds out my underlying issues and then uses them against me.
And then I attack. It's like I'm hitting a nail into a plank of wood.
Yeah.
Just a couple of slow taps to get inside and then bang,
I actually just thought
bang.
Cared and was, But no. See, and I've only found this out. You know,
if you have kids, you can't even like go into the shed and hit a nail into a plank by yourself anymore. Because the second that they hear you doing something, daddy, I want to be a part of this.
Oh, no, don't you just love it though?
It's hard, Pete. I'm with you.
It's bloody tough, mate.
I'm with you. Heidi Sagan with Jules
on Hit 92.9. Last night we were at the Empire Bar. We
drank him dry.
There was we had the semi-finals.
Speak for yourself, mate.
I think he is.
Shush, I'm in a bad place right now.
We had the semi-finals for Tokioke.
Yep.
After 8 o'clock, we'll reveal the three people who are going to be able to come with us and bring a plus one for the grand finals in Japan. Actually in Japan, the homeland of karaoke. It is actually happening. But after seven.
Yeah.
You're going to hear us belt out some of our best. That's a bit of fun.
I honestly thought, Jules, you may have been okay.
No, I've never said I've been okay at karaoke.
Oh, man, you sucked. Hey, Chris, quickly off the text line, 0488 55 929. Just want to say a big thank you to Debbie, Michaela, Todd, Siobhan, all saying happy birthday to you, Pete. They've all come in.
Good
thick
on you
and
guys.
Fast. Oh, there's one who I don't know who it's from saying happy birthday, Pete, you big.
What?
Person. happy birthday, mate. No, it is your birthday. If anyone wants to send in a greeting to Perth, to Pete, 0488 55 929, we'll pass them on throughout the morning.
Very
but,
kind,
there's a lot of well wishes,
birthday
mate, coming
messages.
Through.
Thank you. And thank you so much to you listening, taking the time out to send those. Really appreciate it. Now, 131060, what do you miss doing alone? Dad life, parent life in general. Like, the other night. It just hit me. It was probably the first time it hit me because usually I'm like, this is really cute. Got two young kids. You do things like taking a
going to the toilet.
Going to the toilet.
In
the shower. and they're just always there. And I love them too. I absolutely love them. I preface this with, you are my girls and I would take a bullet for you, but why can't I just have 5 minutes to myself?
So adorable.
I'll tell you what I miss doing, mate.
What?
Emptying a bath plug without having to catch the floaty on the way through. That's what I miss.
Oh, did Ted do another one last night?
Yeah, another one last night. Really proud of himself.
Yeah, I really love how Em's like videoing them as well and sending them through to you when you're not there.
Ashley and Ellenbrook, what do you miss doing alone?
So I miss actually going to the shops just for like one or two things by myself.
Yeah.
It's just the hassle of getting the kids in the car and getting them out at the shop and then getting them back to the car, in the car and home again.
But also like all the things that they want while you're in the store.
Hey Ash, it's funny. Yeah. How many kids have you got?
I've got two and their age is only 2 years and 1 day apart.
I absolutely love going to the shops with Ted, putting him in the trolley where he sits in it, and we run around making car noises like everywhere. So he loves it, but we only get one or two things. But you can't do that with two kids.
No, you can't.
Yeah. One, you can do it. One, you can do it with no dramas. But two, you're wedged. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah, exactly right. And like my 1 year old, she likes sitting around in the trolley, so I can do that with her. But then my 3 year old, he just wants to run in the shop.
And pick out everything.
Yeah. Oh, mate. There's been times there where we've just gone stuff and we've walked out of Target or Kmart or wherever with the stuff that she's plucked off the shelves because it's a lot easier than having to drag her out kicking and screaming, one under this arm and the other one under the other arm, sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
Jack in Hocking, what do you miss doing alone, mate?
Sitting down to read the paper on the weekend.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen anymore.
What about too, Jack, if you do get the opportunity to have a look at it, the little one's grabbing the paper and just scrunching it? Yeah. You know, great, mate. I can now read every second word.
Or it sounds like I've got Tourette's. Get off the dog. Leave the dog alone. Leave the dog alone. Stop sitting on him.
You know the thing as well, too, is like obviously you mainly read papers in the morning.
Yeah,
like kids are early risers as well, too, so it doesn't even matter what time
you
wake up.
Yeah, the coffee and newspapers are pastime.
Heidi's Hagen P
with Jules on Hit 92.9. Last night, we did mention it, we were at the Empire Bar. We were watching semi-finalist after semi-finalist go up on stage and belt out their favourite karaoke tune for the chance to join us in Tokyo, Japan in about a week and a half's time. We're almost there, guys.
That's crazy how quickly it's actually come around.
After 8 o'clock, we're going to be picking our grand finalists who will be coming across. I know you two are still fighting
over
one.
I've already chosen mine. Zay's trying to steal this person off me.
Well, I think that they probably should have the choice because who would they rather?
Almost like The Voice, when a couple turn their chairs around.
Who would they rather?
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's unfair because they'll choose you and I'll feel like a loser.
You don't already feel that way?
Yeah, no, you belittle me.
Speaking of you feeling like a loser and us belittling you, we got up on stage, albeit surprisingly, not exactly prepared for it, to belt out our own. Here's a nice little mix. Here's a medley, a medley of our best.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. I'm going to let it all hang out.
She sucks. She actually sucks.
Here to raise my voice. Yeah, I want to.
I never really got into love with you. And now it chills me to the bone. Little girl, a broken heart can't be that bad. When it's true, it's true.
Oh, this is amazing.
Fate will twist the both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one. I'm the one who wants.
That'll do. Why is mine longer? Why is mine longer than everyone else's?
Deep inside, I hope you feel it too.
Probably not. So you bully
stage,
me even.
No. Your stage presence last night
it was
second
amazing.
To none.
I had to own every inch of it.
Yeah. I can't believe you had the heart to say that I was bad.
And that's some of the things we were looking for last night, by the way. Like, you didn't have to necessarily be the best singer in the room. Mm. Like, as long as you gave it your all, a bit of passion, maybe some eyes closed, feeling the song, some stage presence, engaging the crowd. Yes. Like, it's all of that. And I know our grand finalists are listening right now. Our semi-finalists are listening right now. Because we still haven't picked them. We will pick them after 8 o'clock thinking, far out, did I do that last night? Is it going to be me?
Just quickly, Pete, I'm going to use you as a bit of a judge here. Now, say you were doing your own show, the Pete Show or something, and you were going to Tokyo and Jules and I turned up to perform on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you take to Japan? Who would you choose? I mean, Jules, that was hard on the ears. It was like,
I'm not going to lie.
Nah, yeah.
I am known as a dud fellow, right? Like, I can't sing.
Guys.
Who would you take?
Most fellows can sing karaoke.
Honestly?
Yeah, who would you take? Don't say no one. You have to pick one.
No. Mum always said, if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
You're not taking either of us, are you?
No, I'm going alone.
No, mate. Heidi, Sagan, Pete.
With Jules. On Hit 92.9. We have a very special guest this morning. If you've ever been over east and happen to be passing through Mildura, you may know this voice. 106.7's Community FM. Mildura's fourth best community radio station and the number one rating community breakfast show there from Lenny and Sam. Sam, everybody.
It's true. It's true. So Sam's my cousin. He's over for a bit of work. Came along last night to the Tokyo. He was actually our Uber driver home. Now, we'll get into that. You did have a radio show, but you had one caller only that used to call in and only request Queen. So it wasn't a successful radio station, was it?
Didn't rate the pants off it, no.
It didn't rate the pants.
Sam, are you aware that Xavier calls you Fat Sam on the show?
Yeah, never to his face.
No, but personally victimized.
I mean, I don't know what I was expecting when I met you, but you're not fat.
I was rather large, and then the bullying of Xavier sort of forced me into the gym. So
I feel your pain right now. I feel your pain from that bullying. Fat neck, yes, it's giving me a complex.
Now, last night, Sammy, you were driving us home, and you're obviously from Victoria, and you started talking about Perth. Haven't spent a long time over here, and you simply
you're giving like directions of where to go.
Yeah,
right?
I was sort of Google mapping our way home. Dropped Jules home, dropped me home. Everything was good. Now, you asked the question, do you have tollways in Perth?
Yeah.
And Jules, what happened after that?
Well, we were like, no.
No, mate, no tolls
no
here.
No tolls here. And he's like, okay, just freeways.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it just clicked that that's why they call them freeways, because there's no tolls on them.
Freeway? You go
freeway?
On there for free?
Yeah.
We haven't reinvented the wheel.
Are you sure? That's the reason why?
Sam?
Or isn't it just because it's meant to be
it's
free-flowing
so
traffic?
I'm going to say it's true and put my neck on the line and say it's true. My
Did
fat
you
neck.
Make that up to Jules and I? Because we fell for it hook, line, and sinker.
I'm on a 4 o'clock flight back to Melbourne, so they can't chase me out of Perth, can they? It's not true, so I'm okay.
Pete's straight on the Google
Pete's
here.
Googling now.
I mean, it makes
Freeway is not, as many think, a toll-free road. It's called that such because has no limited access point to it.
I'll let myself out.
Get out. Heidi, Sagan, Pete. With
Jules on Hit 92.9. How are you two going over there with your fight over the last person that's going to be taken over to Japan, Tokyo with us?
Well, I feel like Zave's just going to beat me on this one.
Whoever?
Well, I mean, whoever you allow to go first
when
it comes to naming the person we're taking with us to Tokyo.
So we're going to get put in an order and then you, so you say you get.
If I go first and I know who I'm
thinking. Oh, right. So is that how we're doing it?
No, apparently. A lot of very nervous semi-finalists who are waiting by their
phones
this morning. It was a great night. Last night, Empire Bar, we had the semi-finals for Tokyoki. We're taking three people and their plus ones over to Japan with us for ultimate karaoke. We will reveal the grand finalists coming up after 8 o'clock. And socials lit up at Heidi Xavier Pete if you want to check it out. Now, have you guys seen this racy same-sex Christmas campaign that's just copying it on social media at the moment?
Yes, I have.
Bit
of I
bombs.
Love it.
It's for those of you who haven't seen it, it's from Bonds, and it's basically split the internet half and half. And if you haven't seen it, it's a couple of blokes wearing Bonds underwear. They're clearly having breakfast. Well, sort of. Well, I suppose you could call that having breakfast.
I think for some people, they like
having that for breakfast.
Now, one of them is up on the kitchen bench,
and
the other one is between his legs, and they're having a good old pash.
He's pinned.
Between his pins, they're having a good old pash, and the cereal bowls around the
Look at their hands. Look at the squeeze on the backside. That's passion.
I didn't notice that. Well, you can, you know what? You can tell that they're just really in love.
He's got a bit of a weedy arm,
though. I think
though.
That's beautiful.
You reckon?
The one that's pinned up on the bench, like you can see he's strong.
He's a strong man.
I reckon the other one, he hasn't got the great rig, hence why he's sort of like squished in there.
It could be the angle.
Jeez, you've really gone hard on it, haven't you?
Well, I got a bit bloody turned on.
Now, it's splitting.
I love it.
But you and me both.
Splitting the internet at the moment because people are like, like, is it too racy?
I don't know what it's got to do with Christmas, but hey.
A lot of homophobes out there have jumped on and like, do we need to see this?
I've seen a lot of pictures like this where it's male and female. No one's gone right. Really.
And
too
the other
hard
thing is,
it.
You just mentioned it's a Christmas ad.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And it's like, what do you mean this is a Christmas ad? What's it got to do with Christmas? I think we're all missing the point. Personally,
what are you missing?
Look how close his ass is to the grill.
Yeah, danger. That's danger.
That's dangerous.
Dangerous. His hand is almost on the hot plate.
100%.
That is true.
Crikey.
Now you think to yourself.
You two have really analysed this photo. To be honest, I was looking at the food. What was in the bowl?
Their Weet-Bix. Yeah, he's having Weet-Bix
and
banana.
What he was eating for breakfast?
But they're in the throes of passion. What if his arm was to flick one of the hot plates on?
Well, how do we know they're not on? How do we know he's not cooking eggs on the other plate?
That's a very good point.
How do we not know the other like wants a serving of eggs and sausages?
Come
and then
on, you
bang,
two.
That's a singed ass right there.
Singed. Danger. Alarm.
Danger. It got me thinking. Yep. 13-10-60. Passionate accident.
Yeah. They happen, don't they?
In the throes.
Wow. Did I jump too quickly on that?
Yeah, what's up with you, mate? Sorry, I mean, you were very excited and keen to get in on that. What's happened to you?
No, I don't know if I can. No, I need to think about it for a second to make sure that.
1 sec. Oh, you're good to go.
I'm just going to.
All right, you have a bit of a think about it. 13-10-60, passionate accidents. What we want to hear from you this morning about is, when have you been in, like, in the middle of a session, you're in the throes of passion, all that sort of stuff? And we'll keep it little ears warning. We'll
anonymous as well.
That's all I need.
Anonymous
I need to work out how I can say the story for little ears.
And you've had a bit of an accident.
One of my good mates back when we were a bit younger playing footy came in with a sore knee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, the physio, I said, mate, what's happened? He goes, oh, I was in the lotus leaf and my knee buckled. No word of a lie.
Oh,
it tossed him a discus in his knee. And his knee buckled on him.
So you're in the throes of passion. Oh. It's all happening. And then somebody flicks an arm out, or they flick a leg out, or something goes. And
the fan turns on. Jules is strapped into the fan.
It was nothing like that. But it does have something to do with the car.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it just all goes wrong. Because it could be even the place that you're having your little session as well.
Yes.
Maybe you're getting frisky out in the public or something. And
yes, when it is in public and in tight spaces, absolutely.
Okay, so continue. Tell us about the car.
No, I'll hold on to it. We'll come back and hear from you as well. Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9. 13-10-60. We want to hear from you about your passionate accidents. The reason being, there's a racy Christmas campaign out from Bonds and everybody's losing their mind at the moment because there's a couple of blokes.
Mm.
They're both in Bonds underwear. They're both having breakfast. One is up on the kitchen bench. He's sitting on the kitchen bench. He's got his legs wrapped around the other one. They're in the throes of passion. Cereal bowl. They're celebrating love.
I like it. I think it's a perfect marketing plan.
Oh, the internet split. It's great. We're talking about it.
Absolutely.
The internet split. They're like, is it appropriate? Is it not appropriate? I think the most inappropriate thing in the ad is how close this guy's backside is to the grill.
I love that you saw that in the photo. That's not what I was looking
for. Yeah, that's the first thing I was worried about.
What, the hand near the grill?
OH&S.
Oh, gosh.
Mate, it's dangerous.
I wanted to know what he had in his bowl.
It's dangerous.
Breakfast.
13-10-60, passionate accidents. Did you say we got something on the text line?
Yeah, text line. A lot of happy birthdays coming through, so keep them coming for Pete.
Thanks, guys.
But my husband and I were 18 having a moment in the shower.
Oh.
He was resting up against the porcelain soap dish.
Oh, no.
Which snapped and stabbed him in the back.
Oh, my gosh.
I should have got some stitches, but had to go race the next day. He's 35 now and has ripper scars, like where the soap dish rammed into him.
Have you seen injuries from soap dishes, though? Like where people
bad.
Have like fallen, they've fallen over in the they're shower bad. Or something. They are horrific.
Yeah, oh, mate, unbelievable.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to tell you mine? I can make a PJ, but it was like, it was a ute.
All right. We've got a couple of callers waiting. Go for it.
And the back tray fell down and I slipped and my hand slipped and slid and I put my bottom teeth like through my bottom lip and had a busted lip.
I'm just trying to work out the logistics of where you were at the time.
I think it's in the back of a U. And so it was like
was it on a
XD.
Hill?
It was like an XD U.
Was it parked on a hill?
No, it wasn't parked on a hill. XD U.
It was parked on a mountain.
But you
downhill.
Know how they've got like the back tray bit that comes up yeah. and hits on the back, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that fell down.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And I my hands slipped. So I had my hands.
I gotcha.
So I've fallen off.
Right.
And yeah, my yeah. teeth went into the
yes.
Can you draw a picture of it?
Yes.
Bloody hell. I have to.
Anonymous, good morning.
Hi.
Passionate accidents. What happened to you?
We'd been celebrating and we'd ended up next to the glass house on the Esplanade after the Sky Show.
Yeah.
And this was quite a long time ago. I'm in my 40s now.
Yep.
And we were getting it on in a position doggy style.
yeah, love it. Yep.
And then
yep.
When we'd finished,
yep.
We looked up and there was a big group of Japanese tourists.
Oh my god! Honestly, that's happened to.
Did they? Can I just start? Because it's part of their culture. Did they politely clap at the end?
They did. They cheered.
Cheered.
They cheered. Oh my gosh!
I've never heard of
it's
that.
It's so embarrassing when those things happen, though.
You mean those things happen?
Like when you do, you say you're doing something in public, and then you get busted. Like
have you been busted as well?
Yeah, I have. But it was like in a backyard, in a pool. And I didn't realise that there were like
Jeez,
a
we're
group.
Losing something.
Mate, we don't have enough time for all of your stories on this subject
of
this
like
morning.
About 8 15-year-olds yeah. up on a balcony watching.
Watching.
Yeah, it was only, I realised when they started
How
cheering.
Was it?
I'm not going in. Tony!
It was the pool scene.
Tony from Riverdale.
G'day, Tony.
Hi, how's it going?
There you go.
Good,
well,
mate.
Passionate accidents. What's yours?
My partner and I were celebrating our first anniversary in a motel.
Yeah.
And we were making love on the sofa.
Yeah.
And my partner goes, fire, fire. So I went, yeah, baby, it's hot. You know, thinking she's talking about what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out a plastic bag had fallen on one of the tea lights I'd lit to be romantic, right. And there was a fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
What happened? Did it set the smoke alarm off?
No, it didn't set the smoke alarm off, but it stopped what was going on and I had to put the fire out.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm just picturing, imagine.
It'd be hard to get back into it after a scare like that, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I wouldn't have any trouble.
I'll attend to that in 5 seconds.
With Jules on Hit 92.9. After weeks and weeks and weeks of putting semi-finalists in who have belted out their songs, we are so close to revealing who's coming with us to Tokyo, Japan. That's right, we are on the bird and over to Japan in about a week and a half's time, thanks to our mates at AirAsia, award the best world's best low-cost airline 11 years running. And Asahi and Celebrations Liquor Stores, they're closer than you think. They've been wonderful 100. For helping us out with this.
Oh, 100%.
You right there, buddy?
Yeah.
What? You good? You with us?
The studios has gone a bit hot and cold, and Zave has to keep taking his jumper on and off.
I had a little dig last night, and I'm just getting a few hot flushes every now and then. So
last night was truly incredible, though. We had the best time listening to people belt out their songs.
Yep.
It was really cool.
It'll be up on socials, too, so do check that out, Hottie, Xavier, and
for
Pete.
For those that missed out.
That's right. So we were at Empire Bar. Everybody rocked up around about 6:30. We got straight into it. We had a huge stage set up, all the microphones. We had everybody's songs ready to go on the karaoke machine, and they got up, and they got stuck in and belted them out. And then we were taking notes. So the three of us were sitting at a table, like three judges on The Voice or something, or Australia's Got Talent, whatever. Just
I loved
taking
it, to be
notes.
Honest.
I started taking serious notes at the start, and then I started drawing pictures.
Yeah.
Of the, and I reckon the pictures were pretty good.
And what were the pictures of?
Yeah, everything.
What pictures,
Dave? You name it, like singers and the country. I did a really good job.
Now, in about 6 minutes' time, we're going to make those calls and tell the people who are coming with us to Japan who they are. Mm. But we want to relive some of last night's fun moments and bits and pieces of some of the singing that went on. Take a listen.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, all right.
Now, Jamie, you actually don't usually sing karaoke, do you?
Nope.
No, you start with words, so it's going to help.
Yeah, I'd always listen to them.
Yeah!
They're the best station in my life.
Yeah. Showtime!
Showtime. Guess who's back again? Well, they don't know. Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
It starts coming and it don't stop coming.
Take it, boy.
I fetch you the rules and I hit the ground running.
Remember, I know it.
Oh, is
this
him?
Yeah. I thought he was older. I thought he was old as shit.
Try, you don't have to try. You don't have to try.
Oh, ran it through the ABC on that one.
Explain that.
I don't know. Like vocal cords or some shit.
Go totally crazy.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice.
We'll give it a shot.
One knee. That's owning it.
So walk your fine ass out the door.
Yeah.
And do my hair toss. Check my nails. Zombie. Yeah.
You raised me up so I could stand a mountain.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You sweet Caroline.
Mix the protein shake with an injury.
Far out.
Take me. I just had a flash in my mind, a message that came through on my phone. Can you please not swear in the mic? I couldn't help myself, obviously.
Oh, wait.
Some of the voices, though, that were coming through really pulled us away.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, look, at the very beginning there, hats off to Jamie because he was very nervous.
First is hard.
Somebody had to go first.
Yes.
And he even went to the trouble of, like, recreating the song that he was going to sing. Mm. And it's so great creativity. And so thanks to everybody who came last night and actually got stuck in and had their crack at singing. Everybody who came to Empire Bar to watch and all that sort of stuff as well. What were you guys looking for in terms of what was up on stage?
Presence.
Yeah? Stage use?
Well, you know, I was looking for the passion. Like, people that really get into it.
Really felt it?
Presence, passion. The three P's.
Yeah.
Presence, passion, performance.
Oh, I love it. Love it. We're going to come back in 4 minutes and reveal who is going to join us in Tokyo, Japan for Tokyoki.
You know Zave and I are still arguing over this one person.
I know you are. That's what's really exciting about this because it's literally going down to the wire.
How are we going to do this?
We'll figure it out.
Heidi, Zave and Pete.
With Jules on Hit 92.9.
For weeks and weeks and weeks, we've been putting people through to our semi-finals, which happened last night at Empire Bar for Tokyoki. That is you plus somebody coming to Tokyo, Japan. We're on the bird heading over there in a week and a half. It is time to finally get down to the crux of it and reveal our grand finalists.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with a Jules.
To you by Asahi Superdry, Japan's number one beer.
Mate, I'm nervous.
You and
nervous.
Me both.
I'm so nervous.
It was
17 hopefuls got up there last night and gave it everything that they've got at the Empire Bar. You can see it on our socials at Heidi Xavier Pete. After weeks of putting them through, this is it.
I don't know why I thought it would have been easy, but it absolutely has not been.
It is not easy.
There was so much great talent there last night.
We spent a lot of time last night after everybody finished singing and went home and stuff.
A lot of time. Maybe too much time, actually, when I think about it.
Thanks, Asahi.
Yeah.
deliberating over who is going to join us in Japan.
And you're a little bit frustrating at times when you're trying to decide and you are indecisive. Everyone else has trying to have a say.
I'm not indecisive.
Good for you, Zave.
Well,
Couple of things before we get stuck into these guys. We've got a couple of huge thank yous because without these people, none of this would be possible. First, to Asahi and Celebrations Liquor Stores. They're closer than you think. And, of course, to AirAsia, awarded the world's best low-cost airline 11 years running, and Empire Bar last night. You're legends. Thank you for having us. All right. Shall we get on with it?
Who's going to go first here?
How are we doing this?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Only because it's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Thanks, mate. And also, because I'm the only one out of the three of us who seems to be not indecisive about his choice.
No. It's not indecisive. It's just that Zave and I are fighting over one person in particular.
It's not indecisive.
All right. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do, tell you why.
Well, I want to go first.
No, you're not going first.
No.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
and then I'm going to bring mine in, my choice, and then we're going to play some of their performance back from last night.
Okay.
This person impressed me to no end. Voice, I felt, was fantastic. Backed themselves in under extraordinary pressure, having only just found out where their place was in the line to start singing last night.
Yes.
And also, I love creativity.
Oh!
I love the fact that this guy went a step above and really got something together. Jamie from Huntingdale, congratulations, mate. You are coming to Japan.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, boy. Well done, mate.
Oh, wow. I'm still shaking from my last night. That's crazy. I've taken for 24 hours.
Who are you taking?
I don't know it yet, actually.
Oh, okay. Well,
nice.
Don't dangle a carrot if you don't have it.
Yeah.
Open house for you. Now, mate, like I said, like you know, you were the first cab off the rank, and you didn't know until you got there, and we said, Jamie, you're going first. And you just backed yourself in and you went with it. Here was a bit of your performance last night with some updated lyrics that you wrote yourself.
Splendid. It was so good.
Every day when people ask me, what do I listen to when I drive? I say the same damn thing. Just put on 92.9.
Oh, yeah. I was like, mate, I've got to hear what this guy's like when he's got a bit of time to prepare. And, you know, he can sing his own song, 100%, you know what I mean? So, Jamie, congratulations, mate. You are coming to Japan. You're repping Team Pete.
Wow, thank you, guys. And yeah, as you said, Pete, before, thanks to 92.9 Empire Bar Celebrations, Asahi and Air Asia.
Now, I reckon last night, Jamie got himself into bed and goes, I nailed that performance.
Yeah. I reckon he did.
I'm going to get the credit checked out.
Okay. Now,
Good choice.
So now it's over to you two.
So it's me.
I'm going to go with you, Zay.
What?
I'm first?
You're first in line.
Suck eggs, mate. Now, my guy performed last night, covered the three Ps.
Are we doing this?
We're doing this, Jules.
I thought
Where's your name on the door? We're doing this. Suck eggs. This guy last night was best on ground by an absolute trillion miles when he started. He lit the place up. He lit the place up like no one else last night.
Oh, what's the song called, Zave? Yeah.
Exactly. Your man. Exactly. It's your man. Jono, good morning, mate. You're coming to Japan with us.
Morning, guys.
Yes. Congratulations, mate. You're coming to Japan. Who are you going to bring with you?
No, awesome.
Who are you going to take?
Mate, I'm going to have to say my wife, mate. She'd kill me if I didn't take her.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Smart choice.
She's a beautiful lady.
Now,
have we got a little excerpt of...
We do have a bit of Jono from
this is Jono last night, and the whole place stopped.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Put some music on it so...
Oh, my God.
Baby, you got no place to go.
Oh, my God.
I hope you don't understand. I've been thinking about these all day long.
Oh, I wonder who's singing along to that song there, Zay.
Nah, Jules, I wouldn't do it to you, mate.
Oh,
I'd never do that to you. We both thought, Jono, you were the best on ground last night. Jules has obviously been your number one supporter, but I think I've muscled myself in there as well. Have you ever watched The Voice, Jono?
I have.
So you know when two singers, Delta and who's someone, the bloody Backstreet Boy or whatever, you know when they swing their chair around at the same time and the singer actually gets to choose their coach?
Yeah.
So only,
you're not going to do that to me.
Yeah, yes, so mate. Only to be fair.
I was just about to walk out, Jono. I am furious with Zabe right now.
Her green belt and karate was going to come out then.
Jono.
Mate, I was going to bring my samurai swordsmanship out. I'm not even kidding you.
It is over to you, mate. You get to decide who you're representing. Is it Team X or
Jules
Team
Jules? Jules is in a happier mood now. She was dead set going to fight me.
I was about to fight you. Jono, no pressure, mate. Like,
no pressure.
Wait, what's your pitch? I'll let Jules have a pitch.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to say that last week, though, Jono, when you called through.
I remember.
I saw the name of the song up there and I was immediately excited about what you were going to sing and I was saying to the boys, he's definitely going through if he can nail this.
She's telling a bit of a falsity because I actually got on X Factor over in America where I heard the song perform.
I showed you that this morning.
Mate,
don't even go there.
You being in a room by yourself, you can't call that X Factor. Now, Jono.
Yeah.
Are you going with Team Jules or Team X?
Oh, God.
Think about the fun we could have.
Man, I love you both. But my wife did. She did like Jules' eyelashes, so I'll have to go with Jules.
Yes! Yes! What? Oh, eyelashes will get me over the line somehow.
Those big fake things.
Still the man.
Oh.
No, don't tell him that. He's right.
How do you like those big things?
It's not about you or Jono. It's about
share a moment, you two.
Myself happy wife, and happy Jono's wife. Right. Yes.
Jono, congratulations, yes. Mate. We'll see you and your wife over there. Now, guys, this last one's a tough one because this is the one that we've been deliberating over all morning, fighting over, right? Xavier, it's coming down to you.
Yeah, so I'm going to put him in a hat, mate.
Oh, yeah?
It's the only fair way to do it. I'm going to put him in a hat.
Okay.
I'm going to throw the names in. We had some splendid performances last night, and I don't think it's fair for me to now pick the last one. So,
all right.
Jules,
can you
hold that up for me?
Hold on. Who are you hoping for?
No, I actually just hope we have a good time together.
There's probably about four or five people that I'm like, yeah, I hope all we get them.
All right, come on.
Oh, I can feel the energy.
We're late to news. Get
the
on
energy.
With it.
I'll tell you the news.
What's the news, mate? Who is the last person coming with us to Japan?
The last person coming to Japan with us is Danielle. Danielle, congratulations, mate. You're coming to Japan.
Stop it. I am not.
Yeah, mate, you're in. Well done. Peter, we got a little performance.
Yeah, we got a bit of Danielle from last night.
I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture.
Mate, well done. Congratulations. You're coming to Japan.
Thank you so much.
Not next week, the week after.
It's the week after, right? So we're looking forward to it. Danielle, mate, seriously, you're in the pot because we were talking about, we're going through our notes, stage presence. The way that you rocked that stage, just walking back and forth and owned it, threw a bit of sass in there, which you need with Amy Winehouse. Well done, mate.
You know what? My mum said to me before, she's like, Danielle, whatever you do not run off that stage crying. I was like, Mum, I did that when I was six, okay?
Yeah. No, mate, you're coming to Japan. Who are you going to bring? Does Mum get an invite?
It's going to be a tight squeeze, but I do think that my mum, it's been a hard year for her, so I think it's got to be her.
Okay, beautiful, mate. We're going to have a ball over there, so hopefully Mum can keep up.
Good on you, Danny. Thanks a lot,
Thank you.
Good on you, mate.
Hey, babe, bye.
So there you go. Danny Reppin Team X, you got your Jono, and I'm taking over
furious.
Jamie.
I've never been so mad at you. No, because you know that he's mine. I chose him from the start.
He's married, mate. He's already
Yeah. Good on you. Good on you. Again, one more time. Thanks to Asahi and Celebrations Liquor Stores. They're closer than you think. And AirAsia rewarded the world's best low-cost airline 11 years running. We know that went for a bit of time, but bloody worth it. We've got our grand finalists for Tokioki.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
I've been sitting on something for a few days now.
What? Something, yeah, a big export throne.
No, but something a bit awkward has happened in my life. Involving a mate's wife.
Which mate?
So the story is, on Saturday, when it was stinking hot, we had the Shoeys over to have a swim in the pool. They've got a son Ted's age, so kids swim together. So Danny and Luke came over. We're having a swim and after we'd finished up, I went to have a shower with Ted.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Danny obviously knows I'm off having a rinse. And
so this is Shuey's wife.
Shuey's wife.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should tell Luke or not because I reckon something sus has happened. I'm having a rinse.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, I think Danny deliberately walked in on me having a shower and she was trying to perf.
Oh, stop it.
100%.
Now, what makes you think she was
plain and simple,
on you?
Just trying to wash the chlorine off me. She's a married woman. Only been a few weeks, too. And she's already getting given a bit of side eye.
So what happened when she opened? She opened up the door.
I screamed, Danny, get it out. I'm a taken man.
Oh, stop you.
Dead set. That's what happened. Do I tell Luke?
I call ball on this.
Hang on a sec.
Think she may have just walked in thinking that you were just bathing.
Danny used to work here. She's clearly got a direct line to the studio and she's just called in.
Hi, Danny.
Hi,
guys. I've been listening to Zay since you started with 92 and I have wanted to call him out on so many stories. I bit my tongue until now.
Stop curving.
I just heard what you said, mate. Can I just say, I was clearing the plates to help your beautiful fiancé tidy the house. I saw your voluptuous, naked silhouette at the corner of my eye.
And then you came back for a look.
No, I tried to ignore it and I kept walking into your kitchen. And Pete and Jules, Zabe yelled out, "Oh, Danny, what are you looking at?" And he called me back to take another look. I was trying to forget what I saw. And I'll tell you what, mate, I was looking for a sausage, but all I saw was a chipolata anyway.
Oh, pulled up,
Danny,
mate.
You, I absolutely, you. I am on your side. I
You're
believe
astounded
you 100%.
By it.
Thanks, Jules. He was presenting in his own house with people over. Yes. He showered at the door.
He left the door deliberately open.
Actually, in all fairness, I got out of the shower and I started going, and before I got a word in, Danny goes, "Are you a swinger or something? You got guests over and you're showering with the door open." I was like, "Oh yeah, good point."
Danny, mate,
the little Frankfurt.
Thanks for calling in and clearing that up. We appreciate it. There was never any doubt though. All the best to you guys, though. Say hi to Shuey and the kids.
Yeah. So like a Frankfurt, it floats to the top with boiling water.
Danny, thanks for clearing that all up.
So you tell it, so you Grace, you and she came back for seconds.
No. I agree with her side of the story and not yours.
Mate, I think she came back just to see if she could actually see,
see it. Yeah, I know. Mate, I had the gut hanging over it now. And seriously, it plays hide and seek. I've told you this.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules for Chemist Warehouse. With the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices, Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Heidi Sagan, Heidi Sagan,
Pete. 92.9.